Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Renna. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Button moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Gurnett reaches third base with a triple. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Barry Latman. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. DeLock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 2 in the game. Renna strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock bunts between the mound and first base. Staley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLock for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Arias now pitching. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-3 in the game. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. White strikes out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ennis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Ennis reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ennis scores. Cash moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Murray Wall now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geiger. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Rudy Arias. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Scherzlaller pinch hits for Jim Landis. Scherzlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Scherzlaller. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.